Looks like I'm going to. All right, people of God, would you go with me to Philippians chapter 2? Yes, yes, yes. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 13. Philippians 2:13. Alright. If you can, you're going to want to look at your Bible tonight. Now, everyone, here's the format for tonight. I am not necessarily... No, I guess I am going to preach. I am going to present what the Lord has given to me. However, I am requesting your participation. So what does that mean? Because along the way, I think sometimes we sit and listen, and we should, and we can grasp what we can from it. But if we can also participate, though, I believe it helps us to grasp that thing even more. And so I'm going to ask us tonight to unmute ourselves as we can and engage and participate. Would you participate? I'm intending to ask quite a few questions tonight. And your participation is going to help all of us to get this thing even better. All right. So we ask the question. Let me see. Let me read the text so I can get it right. How did I send it out to us? I said, have you ever wondered how you can know the will of God for your life? Have you ever wondered? Come on, talk back to me. I am not going to allow you all to ghost me tonight. I said, have you ever wondered what the will of God for your life is?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Wonderful. Yes, me too. Me too. And now we said, well, how is that possible? I have three things that I'm going to tell you. Now, I'm going to say them quickly, so don't try to write them down. Mom Swan, it's okay. Don't try to write it down. I'm going to say them quickly, and it's okay. All right. How can you know the will of God for your life? Read your Bible daily, 1 hour. 2, pray an hour in the morning and pray 1 hour in the evening. 3, do 5 cartwheels once a week. Yeah. Romans 8:14 tells us this, that we are the sons of God who are led by a list of rules. Is that what it says? I said, is that what it says?
No.
Indeed, we are the sons of God who are led by the Spirit of God. And so I came up with these crazy list of rules because I was hoping on the inside of you, you were saying, Pastor LeVon tripping tonight. That's not what we do. You know, we are the sons of God who are led by the Spirit of God. And so I wanted to start off this way to get us in that mind frame, or to make sure that we're out of that mind frame that says, oh, I'm going to get a pattern tonight on how to know the will of God. And I hope that helped, because I don't know about you, 5 cartwheels once a week, not going to be good for me right now. There was a day I could do it for you, but I'm not trying to go there now. But again, list, rules, laws, procedures, they have no place in our new normal. Now, in saying that, let me be very clear. Our generals that have come before us and preached that gospel, preached that word about faith and about receiving healing and about, you know, those things, and they may have presented it in steps or those kind of, let me ask you this, they may have presented it in that way. Was the material that they fed us, was the material good? Yes, it was. And it still is. Because shouldn't we read our Bible daily? Of course we should. But now here we're talking about a particular question. And that particular question is, how can we know the will of God for our lives? Are we at Philippians chapter 2? Philippians chapter 2 verse 13, I'm going to read it in the King James Version. It says, you can read it in whatever version you like, and get ready for a question that's coming right behind it. Verse 13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I have a question for you here. Whose responsibility is it to work in you the will of God? Let's look at Philippians 2:13. The answer's right here. It's God's. It's God's. All right. So here again, for it is God which worketh in you two things. To will and to do his good pleasure. So then the question still remains though. How will I know the will of God for my life? For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So, brothers and sisters, as we are wanting and desiring and needing to know what the will of God is for our lives, according to Philippians chapter 2, here's a question. Who do we go to find out? Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. I am not going to allow you to. Yes, Princess?
We go back to God
to find out what his will is for us, both the will to do of his good pleasure. We go to God. So, let me ask you this. Are we making this part clear? Of course, we might have questions of, okay, how do we go to God, and what do we do when we get there? But is it clear? Is it clear to us where we find out the will of God for us? Is that clear?
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. All right. It is clear. So then, if the will of God for us is in God, and it is His responsibility to make sure to see that we know what His will is for us. What's our part? Here's our part. Romans chapter 12. Go with me. Romans chapter 12. All right, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. Before I go there, let me go here. Let me clarify this. I was going to come back to this, but let me clarify it now. So, it is God who lets us know what His will is. And what we now know, brothers and sisters, that as we are in Christ Jesus, then Christ Jesus is the will of God for us. Let me make that simple. We know that in Christ we have been made righteous. Isn't that right? We have been made holy in Christ Jesus. Now that we are in Christ, He is our faith. He is our life. In Him we live, we move, we have our being. So in order for us to know the will of God, we know His will in Christ Jesus. I want to clarify that. Now, because we may focus this question on this, I want to know the will of God that I may do the will of God. I want to know the will of God to make sure I am doing the will of God. But for us, brothers and sisters who are in Christ Jesus, we first set our focus on being in Christ, who is the will of God for us. Does that make sense? That's a question. That's a question. That was a question. If it doesn't make sense, say no.
Okay, so things to do with the same before we can do the word of God, we have to digest that I don't know
if my mind is
fine.
It's okay, but you are certainly on the right direction. That is exactly, if I'm understanding what you were about to say, what you are saying is, in as we are rested in Christ, being in Him, we are automatically in the will of God. And wait a minute, that sounded a little gray to me. All right.
Okay, so then, we dedicated our lives to work, we accepted Him as our Lord and Savior, that already places us within the will of Christ. And so then, once we have a complete understanding that we accepted, we digested, we live in that space, that we're already functioning in the will of Christ because we have now accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. Then we can go back to God and say, okay, God, now what do you want me to do? Now what I do? Am I understanding that right?
Okay, almost. Because it's even better than that. It is. As we are living and moving and being in Christ, we will automatically be doing the will of God. We find the will of God in our intimate relationship with God through Jesus Christ. It is the being that causes us to do. the will of God. As we are in Christ, being his righteousness, being his holiness, in Christ, being the children of God. As we are setting our focus on, as we do, our intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, we will find ourselves automatically doing the will of God. So here's the thing with what we're saying here. We want to know the, what we must be careful about is we... Thank you. Okay. Praise God. What did I say last? What was the last thing you heard?
As we are in Christ.
You're talking about being in the will of God.
Okay. Yes. So, as we are in relationship, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, completely dependent on him, we will find ourselves automatically doing the will of God. Oh, I want this to be clear. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because, you see, in the old man, old way, it was the doing that was important. It was, I gotta do. It was, let me find out what the will of God is so I can go do it. But no, in Jesus Christ, we are in him, being in him, in relationship with him, in seeking his face, in praying, and for following him, in our prayer time, and seeking, you know, his heart. We will find ourselves doing the will of God. Philippians chapter 2, 13 is saying just that. For it is God which works in us both the will and to do of his good pleasure. How does he do that? When we are in that relationship with him, intimate relationship with him, he will cause us to know his will, and he will cause us to do his will. How and why? Because we are in his will, in Christ Jesus. I hope it makes sense. Let's go to another one, and maybe this is going to help it make sense. I know I said Romans chapter 12, but we're going to come back to that. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. Oh, I thought I was gone again. Sorry, y'all. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Oh, Lord, help us to get this. Help me to say it so we can get it. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. No. King James says, well, let me start at 4. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able. ... Of course, the Apostle Paul says, has made us able ministers of the New Testament, because he was speaking of him and his gang. But if he had made Apostle Paul and his gang able as ministers to do the will of the Lord, he is also able to make you and I able to whatever his will for our lives is. So we find our sufficiency to know and to do the will of God in Christ Jesus. I want to make this as simple as I possibly can. Here's the simplicity of it all. As we are seeking the Lord, seeking to know who we are in Christ Jesus, as we are seeking in his word, as we Okay, here it is. This is going to do it. I'm going to need to go to our part. I was trying to hold that. Let's go to our part. Because, okay, how do we do all of this? Romans chapter 12. I should have stayed there. Romans chapter 12. Come on, y'all, walk with me. Romans chapter 12. Verse 1-3. Then what is our part? If being in Christ Jesus will cause us to automatically know and do the will of God, we'll just simply flow into it because we are in Christ Jesus. Christ has been made unto us righteousness and redemption and faith, and everything we need, we find in Christ. So, as we acknowledge and live in Jesus Christ, as we acknowledge our being in Him, I'll say it again, we'll simply flow into knowing and doing the will of God. But what's our part then? Romans chapter 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, that you may allow, that you may accept what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Glory to God. And so, here, the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul is teaching us this thing. What is our part? To be a living sacrifice. That's our part. Living sacrifice is choices we have to make. Remember Hebrews chapter 4? We have entered into the rest of God, but it's our choice to remain in the rest of God. How do we do that? By ceasing from our own works. Being a living sacrifice is a total yield to God. We abandon ourselves. We abandon our intellect. I already know how to do this. And we abandon our experiences to tell us how to do a thing. We abandon searching for rules and laws. And this is what that one said. We abandon ourselves and we totally yield to the Lord. Complete dependence on God. Because He is our sufficiency to live and move and have our being. That's our part. To make a decision to abandon ourselves. To make a decision to let go of stuff. We make a decision that we belong totally to God. And everything that we have belongs to God, including our children. Remember Abraham? Remember? Abraham had to take Isaac up on that hill. Abraham had to abandon all of his parental feelings. He had to abandon himself. He had to abandon what he thought about the promise that God had given him, that Isaac was the seed. He had to abandon all of that to go now and do the will of God. So, what's our part? We make our lives a sacrifice in that we abandon, we sacrifice our desires, our thoughts, our intellects, our experiences, what we want, what we like, what we don't like. We abandon all of that and submit it unto God. The Apostle Paul also says we die to ourselves daily. That's our part. In order for us to be in Jesus Christ, following His way, we must cease from our own works. We must abandon ourselves. Abandoning ourselves is another way of saying being a living sacrifice. Listen to this. When we totally abandon ourselves to God, we bring ourselves to a place where we can experience God's will and plan unfold in ways we cannot know until we experience it. I got that from a book called Grace Something. That's not good for a resource, is it? Grace Something. So we abandon ourselves. That's our part. So we may not know what the will of God is until we're all the way in it. Because we simply abandon ourselves and we're following what the Lord says. I'm going to give you an example. So as you know, Sunday, we went to another church. And so, in me finding out what the will of God was for us for Resurrection Sunday, of course through prayer and that kind of thing, and I believe I sensed to hear that He wanted us to go to another church, and then of course I, well, okay, well, what church, Lord? And along the way, experiencing and understanding what the will of God was for us as a church for Resurrection Sunday, I do want you to understand that the thoughts did come, and I was even presented with the question of, well, are you sure? Why would you take your church to another church? Suppose they like that church better. Suppose now they decide they want to go to that church. And here was my honest answer. It was this. All we want as pastors and ministers and leaders, all we want for God's people is for them to be where they're supposed to be. And so if we go to that, if somebody says, I think this is where I'm supposed to be, they would have my blessing to go. Why? I have abandoned myself to say, this is not my church. And you all are not my people. You all belong to God. Therefore, this is not personal with me. See? And so being abandoned to the whole idea that, oh, you only have a handful, you going to take them somewhere else, you know. And so I was abandoned to that whole idea, knowing it doesn't belong to me anyway. Abandon ourselves. So therefore, we found ourselves in the will of God, celebrating with another church, and we don't even know yet what God is going to do with that. But suppose, though, I had not been blessed to be at that point whereby I didn't recognize yet that this church and you all don't belong to me. It has nothing to do with me, has nothing to do with my name, has nothing to do with my success. It's not mine anyway. And so in our lives then, when we can abandon our lives unto God because we are in Christ Jesus, then we can truly say, well, Lord, it's your life. And so if you're sending me down the alley, then I'm going down the alley, and it is your responsibility of my care along the way, because we've abandoned ourselves. A living sacrifice, that's our part, to completely and totally rely on God for everything. Well, what does that mean tomorrow morning for those of us? It could mean, and now just walk with me, it could mean this. It could mean when you wake up in the morning and you say, good morning, Lord, this day belongs to you and I belong to you, and everything that happens in this day, Lord, I am trusting that I am smack dab in the middle of your will. You know, smack dab, is that a country way of saying it? I am centered, focused in your will today. And now, by faith, we walk out the day knowing I'm in God's will because I'm in Christ, see. And we may get up and say, well, Lord, let's see, should I wear something other than what I plan to wear today? You know, I'm abandoning. I'm just abandoning. You may have a different idea of what I should wear today. And so we open ourselves up when we don't have preferences and we don't put too much credence on our likes and dislikes, and we've abandoned everything to God. He owns everything, including our children. Then we will find ourselves automatically doing the will of God. Hallelujah. Let's go one more so that we cover this with the word. Hebrews chapter 12. How do I know the will of God for my life? In your intimate time with Him. That's how you know. How do I know? As you are allowing Him to wash away from you your own preferences. How will I know the will of God for my life? How do I know the will of God for this particular thing? We will find that as we are in Christ Jesus, living and moving and having our being, that God will reveal His will. He simply reveals His will. I would love to be able to give you a step-by-step 1, 2, 3 of things to do, but if I do that, then I am putting you back in the bondage of legalism, back under the bondage of rules and laws. But that's not who we are. We are the sons of God, again, being led how? By the Spirit of God. But what I can say, though, by the Word of God, as we have seen, that we could do our part and be sure that we are submitting ourselves unto the Lord, submitting ourselves unto God, that we're believing that what the Word said about us. Because, you know, as we always say, you will do according to who you believe you are. If we believe that we have been made righteous and we are righteous in Jesus Christ, we will do righteousness. We will do holiness. Because we're already, I am holy. So if I am holy, I'm just going to automatically do holy. Now when we struggle, we know in our flesh going to jump up sometimes. The enemy, we're going to struggle, you know, say, yeah. But what we know though is, that I am made holy, and so holy is how I live. If I am a sinner, then I live in sin. But I'm not that anymore. See, I used to be a sinner. What did I tell us to go? Hebrews 12:21. You know something wrong with that. Hebrews 12:21. No. Oh, 13. I'm sorry. Hebrews 13:21. I'm going to start at 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, that God, through Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of you and I, through His own blood and the everlasting covenant, He make you and I perfect in every good work to do His will. Who makes us perfect in every good work to do His will? Can you answer that for me? Who does that? Can we say it out loud? Yes, Brandy?
Okay. God does.
Makes us perfect in every good work to do His will. This sounds to me that that's being perfect to do His will is not our responsibility, right? That's God's. And so, then as we are growing in that, and our part of being a living sacrifice, abandoning ourselves, ceasing from our own works. In every situation, we know that God, through Jesus Christ, is making us complete in every good work to do His will. Because He is working in you and working in me that which is well-pleasing in His sight. Whose responsibility is it then to see that we are well-pleasing in His sight? It's His. But our part, though, this is not passive for us. The work has been done through Jesus Christ, but it's not passive. We don't just sit around popping bubbles, just waiting for it to happen. Again, our part is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 10. We cease from our own works. It is Romans chapter 12, verse 21. We become a living sacrifice, holy unto God. We, Romans chapter 8, die to ourselves daily. That's our part. And in so doing, now, God does His part. We must receive this by faith. It's the only way. You must receive it by faith. Anybody ever jumped out there in faith? You believe that you heard what God said do, and you did what God told you to do, and it turned out kind of crazy. It kind of went off, like left, and you start, did I really do God's will? Yeah, by faith, yeah. Certainly. It didn't turn out like I thought it was, but this is the will of God for me. Yeah? This is God's will. And I'm going to hit this real quick, and then I'm going to let us go. Jude chapter 24. Go with me. I want you to see it with your eyes. Because we say, well, what about the devil? Can the devil deceive me? I mean, like, how do I know which voice I'm hearing? You know, he is the master deceiver, you know. Like, what if the devil gives me an idea and I think it's him and I follow him and I go and do something wrong? Jude chapter 24, chapter 1, it's only one chapter, verse 24 says this for us. Answers this question. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Whose responsibility now is this to keep you and I from falling? Him. Now unto him, he's able to keep you and me from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Remember now, we're in Christ Jesus. He has made us unto God kings and priests to reign in the earth. He is well able to see to it that we are in his perfect will. Jesus has done the work to see to it that we be well pleasing unto God. And we do our part. We abide in Him. He abides in us. We abandon ourselves. All right, to sum this up, we said a lot of words. I want to make sure that we can walk away with something tonight. What we said, and we saw in the scripture, that it is Jesus that keeps us in the Father's perfect will. It's Jesus. He does that. That's His responsibility. That's His job. And He's very good at it. And we receive that by faith. And our job is to abandon ourselves to depend and rely completely on God. And we find out that His grace is sufficient for you and me. Because His strength is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So children of God, we find then, as we become confident in Jesus' ability to present us to the Father faultless, we're confident in that, that we can walk boldly by faith in Him. I believe I heard the Lord say to do so and so and so, whatever that so and so is. And then what we do is we, like the Bible say, gird up our loins, you know, in faith, with confidence, knowing that Jesus will see to it. We step out in it with exceeding joy and confidence. What if I go wrong? Well, remember Paul did too. Paul and Barnabas, they were on their way to, they were leaving somewhere on their way to Bithynia. And the Bible tells us that the Spirit of Jesus forbid them to go. He said, no, go over to, I believe it was Macedonia. Jesus is well able to see to it that you and I, the children of God, are in the perfect will of the Father. That's His job. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Unmute yourself and say this with me, would you please? Say this. I have found the perfect will of God for my life.
I have found the perfect will of God for my life.
In Christ Jesus. I am well pleasing unto God.
I am well pleasing unto God.
Because I'm in Christ Jesus.
Because I'm in Christ Jesus.
I have every answer for my life. Because I am in Christ Jesus. And this is my new normal.
This is my new normal.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Come on, pray with me. Father, oh, we stumbled through it, Lord, but I believe by your Holy Spirit, the word has been spoken into the ears, into the hearts of yours, Lord. Holy Spirit, you're the one that makes this make sense to all of us. You're the one that helps us to experience this, and you're the one that guides us into all truth. It's you, Lord. It's you. And so we yield what we've heard tonight to you. And I thank you, Lord, that as we become more and more aware what it means to be a child of God in Jesus Christ, we become more and more aware, Lord, that you never required us to be our own righteousness or our own holiness, to have our own answers, Lord. As we become more and more aware to know that you're not the God that sits in heaven and looks down and waits for us to make a mistake so you can slap us upside the head. You are not that God. But you are intricately and intimately involved, Lord, in seeing to it that we complete our assignment in the earth. More and more aware, Lord, we don't have to be afraid of punishment because we don't get it right. You told us, 1 John chapter 4, perfect love casts out fear. Fear that has torment. You're not the tormentor. You don't punish us just because we didn't get it right, Lord. You're not that God. So help us, Lord, to grow up in understanding your perfect love that casts out fear, Lord, that we may be perfect in it. Lord Jesus. Oh my God. You know what happened is your gift is so amazing that it is so at times difficult for us to appropriate it in our lives, because who does this? Who washes away all of our sins, and who doesn't count sins against us, and who does this, Lord? But oh my God, in Christ Jesus, though, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that every day, day by day, moment by moment, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Uh-oh. My connection? Okay. Am I still here? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Bless his name. Bless his name. All right, children of God. So, we did not do offering tonight, but, again, I trust that if you have gifts to release to the Lord tonight, that you can do that in faith, between you and Jesus. Release it in faith. That's what's important. Release your gift unto the Lord in faith. All right. 855-687-4979 if you want to text that, safe refuge ministries.org. you can go to our website and do that on our giving page tonight. Bless the Lord and release your gifts unto the Lord. All right. Well, thank you all so much for your patience tonight and for your listening and your pulling and drawing that word tonight. I trust the Lord that it was understandable, and you're able to apply that to your life tomorrow morning, even when you wake up, to just know that in Christ you are in the perfect will of God. All right. If you have any questions or anything specific that you want me to help you address, then, go ahead and give me a call. Not tonight. Call me tomorrow. Give me a call tomorrow, and I'd love to answer that question. I didn't get as far into this as I wanted to, but I didn't want to give too much either. So, all right. I love you all. Oh, wait. I got to tell you something. So, I need you to know that our resurrection weekend, Friday night, was a blast. We had movies, we played games, it was amazing. We had a really good time and enjoyed that. And then, of course, that Sunday, as you know, what we did, we went and fellowship with another church, and then we went out to Golden Corral to have our community fellowship in Golden Corral. And what I want you to know is that whole weekend was sponsored financially by our own brother Alexander Odom the billionaire. yes indeed. So we did not have to take not one dime out of the church budget to do that, and our brother Alex did that for us, and so just wanted to say thank you to him for doing that. Miss Viola? You're off mute. I didn't know if you wanted to say something. Oh, and I also need to let you know that we are in person this Sunday. In person at Miss Viola's house. We are starting at 11. Of course, we're going to stream at 11 as well. Bring a dessert if you can. Bring a dessert if you can. If you have a dish you want to add, you can bring that too. All right. All right. Now, Miss Viola, did you want to say something? Oh, no. Okay, you're on mute. Okay. All right. All right, everybody. Thank you for the extra few minutes that you gave us tonight. And we'll see you on Sunday. I love you. But you know it. Jesus loves you so much more. All right. Good night.